We have with us this morning Stephanie Smith from Cave Communications. One of the key things that we want to accomplish today is a finalization of some marketing materials. So I'm going to give it up to Stephanie.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. So last time we met, we had some deliverables we were working on. We had presented you guys just the copy for the consumer-facing and provider-facing fact sheets, flyers, and then we took the recommendations you shared with us to update that into a visual flyer. So we brought in our graphics team to kind of complete that look for you. So based on our conversation too, we added the statement, kind of like the structure of how this committee is set up. So you can find, you'll see that. And I don't know if it's helpful. I think you guys should have this in front of you. Otherwise, if Darian could bring it up, whatever you guys find more helpful. But we did add the structure to how the committee is set up, and also added an extra statement of the county's vision as well, just kind of ending that where it says here, so you can see there's an extra, that second paragraph where it says the advisory council structured approved board established by the Milwaukee County Mental Health Board, which governs Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services and used to serve as an advocate for consumers to make a difference and improve the health and well-being of the community. So we wanted to make sure to add that. And we also created at the bottom of the flyer as well a QR code that will link right to the BHS site or your governance. And then, so those are the flyers that we can discuss now. And then just to keep you guys on top of mind too, we did go ahead and update the website for you guys. So that is on the BHS or on the Milwaukee County governance site. And we helped set Darian up as a admin for the Facebook page as well. So we definitely welcome any feedback you guys have on the overall content or the design as well.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. And Mary, you have your hand up.
Yes, the paragraph that was added, Stephanie, says the advisory council is a structured approved board. We're not a board, we're a council.
Okay.
Established by the Milwaukee County Mental Health Board.
Good. Easy fix.
And probably the same on the second. So there's two handouts. I know we're working on the first one. The purpose of this one really is to share more widespread around what our purpose is and our goals. And so probably the second document as well, just changing the approved board to council.
Yep, board to council, easy fix.
Great. Any other thoughts? I felt like you did a really great job. I love it. I feel like it speaks to the talking points that we wanted to get across as we look at forming this new council and this new structure to continue to elicit the voice of our consumers and share more widespread with our community our purpose.
And if you guys, as you'll see too, there's the Adobe watermark on those photos right now. We just wanted to make sure that you guys liked the photos that were used. And if you guys approve of those, we can just go ahead and license those from our Adobe account. But before we did that, we just wanted to make sure you guys at least approved of the images used. So if there's any feedback you have on that, let me know. Otherwise, we can move forward with those photos.
I guess, do we have any photos do we have any photos of any non-Caucasian people?
Were you looking for both of them, or was there one in particular that you would like to use? We definitely do. We can definitely pull whatever you guys are feeling.
For the community stakeholder advisory council, it really should be a mix of a mixed racial profile.
I would agree, Mary. Ensuring the diversity of our population, and so that'd be great.
Would you guys like us to send you some of the photos before we go ahead and license them? We can pick another one. We can just send you the photo, or even plug it into the flyer. But we can. I'll make sure to get that over to you guys with a with an updated one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great. Yes.
And then I'll briefly speak towards the Facebook page. As Stephanie mentioned, I now have access to post things on that page. I did do a test run of creating an event. I know I have ran into a few problems as far as just getting locked out and things of that nature, but that is totally fixable. So I have been doing test runs of like events and posting things. I haven't officially posted anything, so I'm just doing test runs at the moment, but that should be up and running pretty soon. So just giving you guys a small update on that as well.
Right. Then at the, so from our community engagement ad hoc team, we're approving the first document. Do we want to go to the second one, or are we done with the first?
Done.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think relative to the second one, I appreciate Stephanie giving Darian access, because whenever you're putting names on a document, then things are fluid. So, you know, the ability to update and make modifications. I'm also seeing that Brenda Wesley is not present at this time. On the phone.
We do not have her on the line at the moment.
Okay. So Brenda's key also. So our next step as we move forward through, you know, as we're reviewing these two documents and improving from the community engagement ad hoc, it will go to our stakeholder advisory council. Brenda will bring that forward as the chair of that team. And then we will continue our chain of command. We'll present it to the quality board and our mental health board. So these will be all formally approved through that. I also want to let the team know that I did meet with Shaquita LeGrant on several occasions. We walked through this document, and she also did not have any further comments or changes to it, so she approved it.
Would it be possible to actually have the change graphics in there before taking it to the council? Would that make more sense?
That would be great. Yes. So their next meeting, I believe, is...
It is November 28th.
November 28th, yes. November 28th. Would that be possible, Steph?
Absolutely, yeah. We can. I'll get that updated this week. I'll send that back over to Darian. She can share with you guys or the rest of the council, and then I will wait to hear on that final approval before we... add them as an attachment to the website, because we left there's a spot on the website where we'll link this to it, but obviously we didn't include that when we updated the website because we didn't have the completed flyers. But once that is officially approved by you guys and the rest of the council, we can get that onto the website. Darian, yes, I will send you the updated flyers with the photos and changing that board to council phrasing this week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Stephanie.
So, I don't know how formal we need to be, Darian, relative to motion to approve or...
Yeah, this isn't, we don't have to necessarily vote, so
no.
This is just
okay.
A recommendation.
I didn't think so, which I'm really happy about. okay, thank you very much, Stephanie, and then we will send it on to our advisory council, and... will Kane Communications be at that council, or How does that work?
We did not extend the invite at the moment. Of course, we can if Stephanie is available, if that's something that you would like to attend. It's not mandatory necessarily, because everything that's handled in the council gets brought back to community engagement, which you do attend. So you, it's not mandatory. But if you want to join, it's open.
Sounds good. I think I should be okay and take that take the next steps hearing from you. But appreciate it.
Excellent. Okay. Sounds good. And I'll be at that meeting as well. So I can run to that. Okay. Then
as will I, because I'm on the coast.
Excellent.
Thank you,
Stephanie.
All
right. With that, super appreciate the hard work of King Communications and Darian. Mary, thank you for the really helpful feedback, and we will move forward with moving that to advisory council.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. So next is